The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on April 17, 1995 in Bangalore, Karnataka, India. The talk was given during an evening initiation ceremony.
Today, in this very sacred temple of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Gaur Nithai, in the presence of Lord Narasimhadev, Sri Narasimhadev, presence of Srila Prabhupada and all the assembled Vaishnavas, we're celebrating the birthdays of these devotees, their spiritual birthday. People celebrate the day we appear in the world as our birthday, but then the day that we take initiation, that's also our spiritual birthday, when we have taken our spiritual birth from Guru and Sara Shastra. It's a matter, when we're born in the world, we're born to die. When we're born in the spirit, we're born to live eternally, to achieve immortality, freedom from the repetition of birth and death. More than that, we're able to achieve our original constitutional position and pure devotional service to the Lord. Devotional service is only possible if somebody, out of their own free will, decides to serve Krishna. One has to voluntarily want to serve Krishna, because bhakti, by its very quality, is voluntary. It's by use of our free will. It's by misuse of our free will we've come into this material state of conditional life. We misuse our free will, and instead of serving Krishna, we become godasa, we become a servant of the senses. And even life after life, we wander in the material world, trying to fulfill the unfulfilled desires of the material body. So the real purpose of human life is to serve Krishna. When that happens, then Krishna reveals himself to us, reveals the mysteries about himself to us. And he explains the janma karma same divyam evam yo veti tattvata tyaktang dehang punar janma naiti mameti sarjuna. That anyone who knows the divine nature of my appearance and activities upon leaving this mortal frame will not be subjected again to taking rebirth in the material world. In conditional life. So, in other words, by serving Krishna, we become liberated. But beyond that liberation is that we become very attached to Krishna and we want to serve Krishna. And that desire to serve Krishna increases step by step Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnam rita swadhanam. The ocean of nectar expands, and with every step we are tasting the full bliss. Pratipadam purnam rita swadhanam. So, because of all these glorious aspects of achieving Krishna consciousness, taking initiation is a very joyful occasion. Very joyful occasion. All the candidates for initiation are on the way back to Godhead. Their success is assured simply if they stick to the path of serving the disciplic succession, the Guru Parampara. From Lord Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Narad, to Vyas, to Madhva, Acharya, down to the disciplic succession, to Lakshmi Tirtha, then Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From Lord Chaitanya down to His Divine Grace, Srila Om Vishnu Pad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and then to ISKCON's founder, Acharya Sisimad Abhoycharana Ravinda Bhakti Vidanta Swami Prabhupada. And now it's continuing. So I'm humbly coming in the disciplic succession from Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada said one of the secrets for success is to please the previous acharyas. We know that Krishna is more pleased when his devotee is pleased. He become very fully satisfied. So if we can please our guru, or the previous acharya, or even before that, the previous acharyas, by their mercy, we can get the full Krishna consciousness. Actually, it's very rare to be Krishna conscious. Very rare to be situated in pure devotion of Krishna. If we take the normal statistics, then Krishna says, Sahasreshu manushanam kuschit yadari siddhaya yatatam abhisiddhanam kuschin mang veti tatvata. That out of thousands, somebody is interested in spiritual life, and out of self-realization, of thousands of those who are interested, somebody actually understands something. A lot of people are interested, but they don't understand. So many people read Bhagavad Gita, they can't figure out what it's saying. Very much. And there are some, they actually know what it means to some extent. At least what is the spirit, what is matter. And out of those that know something, there are those who are actually liberated. Out of thousands of those who know, one is liberated. Out of thousands of the liberated, it's very rare to find even one Krishna bhakta. Narayana Parayana Kotishtapya Mahamune. Out of thousands of great munis and rishis, to find one pure devotee of Narayana, Narayana Parayana, Durlabha, Sudurlabha Prasantatma. Very rare. Very peaceful personality, divine situated personality. So then we, sometimes devotees think, well, if it's so rare to be a devotee, then what hope is there for me? See, that's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been glorified as Buddhidha. Buddhidha. Dha means one who is giving out, a benefactor. And Buddhi means immense, immense distribution of mercy. Mahabadannaya, great merciful benefactor. In other words, Just like sometimes government, they're having reservation policy, so many percentage for this or that, they have a normal. But if there were ever some change in the policy, okay, for this week, everybody can get no reservation, right? It'd be a mad. Someone told me the American government, they do lottery to get green card in many countries except for India. I don't know why they don't do for India. Maybe if they did for India, the whole country would apply and it would be overload. I don't know. But for 55,000 slots, 800,000 people, no, 8 million or 800,000, I think they apply, I forget. Anyway, I think it's 8 million. 8 million people applied. To get 55,000, a chance at 55,000. That's actually quite good odds. Anyway, so many people there running to get that card. Now, you can imagine that it's okay this year, anyone who wants this to play. Special. So many people who are interested in going to that place than they could get. These are unheard of things, right? So in the history of the universe, it's almost unheard of. If you want to get Krishna consciousness, you want to get Krishna bhakti, you have to go through so many births, so many sanskaras, so many rituals, so many activities, so much mercy, sukriti. Then finally you can get. It's not a contradiction, this is just illustrating how merciful Lord Chaitanya is, we cannot imagine. That he has changed the rules for this one period of time. Anyone who takes shelter of him, they can get this bonus opportunity. But here sometime they're having some special holiday, then the stores all give advertisement, discount, 50% off, clearance sale, everything must go. Of course, sometimes we hear they jack up the price and then they give you discounts, so in the end it doesn't come out so much. Some kind of... But in Lord Chaitanya, there's no such... no gimmicks, no tricks. He's actually giving out that which is the most valuable thing, which Brahma, Shiva, and the great learned your devotees, great learned devotees of the Lord, they know what the value of this is. They're very eager to get it. So Lord Chaitanya is giving this out to everyone. But if we get it, then we're very intelligent, very wise, and very fortunate. Right. Somehow, 3-4 times I've gone to, my zone is Singapore, but they never tell me when the computer fairs are on. I always go day after the computer fair. And during the computer fairs there, they always give big discount. So they say, I'm sorry, the fair is over. No more discount. Of course, I know a few people I can maybe, okay, one day extra, come on. So sorry, no stock, out of stock. Sold out. So maybe with great difficulty you can try. But here, it's like that. We're here now, Lord Chaitanya is offering the sale. If we don't take advantage now, we may come, we may not get that opportunity. Prabhupada mentioned that this movement is here for 10,000 years. Which we discussed one night, confirming from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Now, if one chants Hare Krishna, they can easily go to Swargalok. But if you take birth in Swarga, then 10,000 years is nothing, peanuts. There, one of their years is, one of our years is merely one of their days. So 10,000 of our years, How many of that's 10,000 of their days? And they're living for thousands of years. So what is the, you know, very long lives, even more than that. So if we take the mundane benefit of serving Krishna, like going to heavenly planet, he said that if someone doesn't make it to my lotus feet, then they can take birth in heavenly planet and enjoy for a long time. And then again they'll take birth, and this time a good family. See, but by that time, the Sankirtan movement is over. So we come down here and it may be in the middle of Kali Yuga or something, when it's really hellish. And then you go fishing around for the bonus and it's very difficult, already sold out. So even great devotees, they're praying. They have to take birth again, they want to take birth now as the devotees. So the grihasthas are doing a great service to give such great souls an opportunity to take birth and become devotee and practice devotional service. Of course, more important is that we don't take birth at all and we are fully focused on serving Krishna, and at the end of this life we can go to Krishna directly. Now, many people say, well, so just, you can ask my mother, she's here, not here right now, but she's in Bangalore. She came to me and she told me, well, first of all, you joined the Hare Krishna movement to become a priest, it's very nice, but why don't you do that when you're old, just before you die, you can do it. Why now? You're young. So I was only 19. College scholarship and so different facilities were available for me. So then I told my mother that you tell me how long I'll live. Then I can join 15 years, I can, you know, fully dedicate 15 years before I leave my body. She says, no mother or father can say how long the children are going to live at present. That's true. Someone just told me today that the daughter was saying, you know, let's chant Hare Krishna after 5-10 years, now I want to watch MTV. Of course, some of the MTV performers also chant Hare Krishna. Maybe not on MTV, but in their own private lives. Some don't. But we should be depositing now. But for those who are partial depositors, they're the ones who may get to Swarga. They may not get back to Godhead in this lifetime. If we really want to get back, then this is the process, surrendering to Krishna, taking the initiation, and carefully serving Krishna through the disciplic succession throughout one's lifetime. One should choose a bona fide spiritual master based on the shastric evidences, based on their own personal inspiration, by spiritual reason. Sometimes there was someone who was advertising, chant Gita, go Washington. Things like that. So many people get attracted. Sometimes people put ads in the paper, go to Hawaii for spiritual education. And that's a kind of a gimmick, obviously. People are interested from the developing countries to go to developed countries because of all the propaganda. But these are not the criteria for choosing a bona fide guru. The criteria should be purely spiritual, shouldn't be contaminated by any upadis, by any mundane profit motives, by any mundane sentimentalism. Like the lady who was crying every time he saw the guru. This one sadhu preaching because she had loved a pet goat that just died, and the sadhu had a little beard. And every time he was speaking and shaking his head, the beard was shaking, and the lady was remembering her pet goat. So decided, this is my guru because he looks just like my goat. All these kind of reasons would not be the very bona fide reasons. Right? The reasons have to be based on scripture and shastra and of course our own spiritual inspiration. If we let other things motivate us, then when we need help from the guru, real spiritual help, we may not get it. If we don't have a bona fide guru, we won't get it. That's the point. So, these devotees have been inspired by Srila Prabhupada in a disciplic succession, and they decided to take shelter of the succession, acting as on behalf of the disciplic succession, and to accept the sincere candidates in the service of Krishna. So being a birth, this is the beginning of the big festival. We gather together. It's a festival. This year I was formally given the service of a minister of congregational preaching. Many other members here are of the congregation. And although that is like the terminology we use, but I always had difficulty because in Orthodox religions you have a clear distinction between the priests and the congregation. But really in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, everybody is a preacher. Some people may be in the Vairagya ashram, or someone may be acting in a brahminical role. Someone may be more responsible for other spiritual lives. But to some extent, everyone is a preacher. Not that only the priest should preach, but everyone, to their friends, to their relatives, they need to also preach. And that's where the Krishna conscious movement can really multiply many, many times, is when every devotee takes the mercy of Gaur Nithai, mercy from the Guru, and being empowered, they preach through distribution of books, through so many kinds of preaching, through explaining. This is just like if every devotee in the room made one other person very serious about Krishna consciousness to commit to be part of the temple congregation or temple activities. Maybe they have 2-3 other on the line who are partially committed, and this way you could see that if every year we were doubling, or in 2-3 times in a year if we doubled, then within a very short time, you can go from 500 to 1,000 to 2,000 to 4,000 to 8,000 to 16,000 to 32,000, 64,000, 128,000. It starts to become, you know, massive. That's not possible only with the priest in the temple, or even the temple president, or the guru, if they're the only preachers. To give out this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he said, I want everyone to help me. Because now is the time he's giving out this mercy. He said, I may not be able to reach everyone if I do it myself. I want everyone to help me. So you take the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and you give it to others. Nobody should think that, well, I'm not very educated, or I'm in a female body, or I'm an old body, or I'm in a young body, or this is sarvapadi vinirmuktam. It's transcendental to any kind of upadi. Try to reach anyone who's reachable and bring that person to Krishna. And this way, in fact, if we utilize these opportunities, you can see the movement can explode. Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement can really explode. People gather together to take this mercy. So those of you who are taking initiation, or those who are already initiated, or those who are not yet initiated, whatever, everyone can preach, especially this is our opportunity. If we don't know how, that's why we have special training programs to train people. If they don't know how, what to say, and what way to say it. So therefore there's some Sunday program here. And there's some house programs, and there's Prabhupada's books and tapes. So that way, if we help others to be Krishna conscious, then by preaching we get the special mercy of the Lord also. Now a big temple is coming up. We need a big number of devotees. Then the temple becomes important. Actually, temple is a facility. The real temple is built up by the love of the devotees. It's the devotees that are serving and preaching and participating in activities, either in the temple or around the temple or connected to the temple, that make it a living monument. Otherwise, we've seen sometime very ancient temples where there's nothing much happening, kind of dry. And then you can see when there's a lot of devotion and festivals and kirtans and things going on, then you feel more inspiration. It's more life. So Prabhupada quoted that prana chejar sehetu prachar, those who have got spiritual life, they have the ability, they have the nature of preaching to others the glories of Krishna. So during this ceremony, we hope that everyone will, through the fire sacrifice and for the initiates, through their vows and determination, that they will become further empowered to give out the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and fully qualified to get all the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other comments? Everyone has done their achamans. Discuss the 10 offenses. Done all the other purificatory, Brahma Samhita, everything. We have any beads to give out? The neck beads have been tied around the necks. Everyone's wearing tilak. Well, we have all the way from Hubli, mother and daughter, Usha and Anushruti Hegde. what are the four regulative principles you're following and will continue to follow for the rest of your lives? No meat, fish, egg, onions, and garlic. And how many times will you chant the Maha, are you chanting and will continue to chant the Maha Mantra every day? You have the neck beads? Your name is Ujjwala Rupa Devi Das. Name of Radharani. And your name is Ananga Radha Devi Dasi. They offer your obeisance to the Prabhupada. Then take your seat again. Make a way. Kanchana. What are the four regulative principles you'll be following? And how many times Japa came all the way from Nellore? By the side of the ocean, you come up here to the hills. 16 rounds, you said? How many malas? Per day, minimum? So your name is, we have to change the name a little bit. This is the name of Radharani and Lakshmi. Your name is Kanchana Mala Devi Dasi. Dharma Prakash and Meena Goel. See, there's two ways you can offer pranam. The ladies usually offer with a panchanga. The head, the knees, the arms, and the eyes or mind. What's that? One, two, three. Nose. One, two, three, four, five. Two hands touching, and then the shashtanga is the chest and the head. You say that Guru Pranam Mantra. What are the four regular principles you'll continue to follow for your whole lives? And how many times japa per day? So you're the nice name Dharm Prakash, one who's manifesting Dharm. Of course, there's so many Dharms. Even Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Parityaj. You'll be the servitor of this devotional service is a transcendental Dharma. So your name is, this also is another hidden meaning, is also Radha and Krishna. Dual meaning to this name. Your name is Dibya Dharma Das. And your name is Medha Radha Devi Dasi.